Rashi on 9 Aleph Amud Beis, the bottom Rashi, which is about 8 lines up, something like that. L'mandam Oshem Vare Lebo Yediya. So there's an Oshem Vare which is brought for three types of Oshem. Shamas are brought for Chet. Besides Oshem Tolu, there's Oshem Vare. Oshem Vare is brought for a case of a person swears falsely in order to steal money. Hashem Gezeilus. Hashem, which that's done, that's the case of a Vare which is done knowingly, committed knowingly. There's Hashem Me'ilus, which is brought a person mistakenly takes Hektish. And there's Hashem Shifcha Charufa, which we're going to see is interesting halach. It's brought both in a case of Pshag again, in the case of Mesid. Okay. So this Oshem Vare doesn't need Yediyah in order to be chayiv of the korban. Means does he have to be aware, when he brings the korban, does he have to be aware that he did the chait in order to, that the Oshem should give him a kapara? So what's the case? Plutu de Rebetarfin, Rebekiva, he increases the parakdam shchita. So Mechlokes Rebekiva and Rebetarfin increases. Rebekiva mechayiv al sabak me'ilois. So we know that a person does a person brings a chatas, but he does a chait b'shargay. Let's say a person is not sure if he did the chait. He's suffering if he did a chait. A person, he ate something which he's not sure if it's chaylev or not. So he can't bring a chatas because it's maybe chulam bazor. And if it wasn't chaylev, there's no mitzvah to bring a chatas. And he can't bring a chatas. He can't bring chulam into the base of mikdash as a korban. But the Torah did give him something which will function as a protection until he gets the kapara, until the chait becomes known to him. So he brings with him as an Oshem Tolu. So what a case of a corpse, a aver which is chayiv, and an Oshem Vadai when he did it, if he Vadai did it, for example, Me'ila, person takes Hektish, appropriates Hektish himself mistakenly, so he's chayiv and Oshem Me'ilas. He's not sure if he did that. So is there something called an Oshem Toli in that, same as an Oshem Toli on the Chatos, there's an Oshem Toli on Oshem Vare of Me'ila. So Rekiva says yes. Mechayiv al Sofek Me'ila is Oshem Toli. Pirish, what was the case? Hoyu lefad of Shtech Hatichus, Echad Shal Kadosh Rechad Shal Chulin. There was two pieces of meat, one belonging to Hektish, somebody makdish it, which means Hektish, you know, what to do with meat, though they would sell it and get money for it and use it for something. And one was chulin. V'ochel achas mehen, he ate one of the two, ben yudea eza ochel. He doesn't know which one that he ate. So he can't bring an oshem, mesham me'ilus yet, because he doesn't know for sure if he did me'ila. So what does he do? So Rekiva says, maybe oshem toli, he brings an oshem toli, which protects him from Peronius until he's able to find out for sure what he did and bring a korban Oshem Vadai of Me'ilus. But what did Rekiva, the more says of the Shana, maybe Esmi Lose, but he doesn't pay. He doesn't have to pay the Karen or Chaimish to the Hektish until he knows for sure that he did it. So if he would later on able to clarify that he actually had eaten the one of Hektish, so he would pay the cost of it, pay another chaimish, and bring a korban oshem me'ilois varei. Ki heichi, just like the oshem tolim, the shara veris, the suffic koris, and a mechaper kapora gemur. Just like by other veris, by a chatos, the person eats suffic koris, he eats suffic chayli. So he brings the oshem tolim, and later on, when he finds out what he done wrong, so that he has to bring a korban chatos. Because she the body chata, maybe chatos. So afzek, because she vadaloi, yasher b'yavi oshem vade. So Rehiba says he brings this oshem toloi for now. Later on, he'll bring an oshem vade if he clarifies later on. I'm sorry, this was second to last Rashi. Okay. Retire from Ramal is there, maybe stay Hashemas. Why should he bring two Hashemas? Why should he bring it twice? Well, Adami la Oshem Toli the Savichatis. It's not a good, you can't compare it to the din of you bringing Oshem Toli by case of Savichatis. Why? Tahosam Svekoi Ayo, Vada is Nakeva. So, because by an Oshram, the Oshram is a Korban Zohar, and a Chatas is a Korban Nakeva. So Yeshakoya, he can't bring the same Korban, because the Kapora, which is used for the Chatas, is a Seira or a Kispa Nakeva, and the Kapora, which is used for an Oshram, is an Ayo, which is a Zohar, which is a Ram. He has to bring, so that korban is not this korban. But Oshem Valer, Oshem Toli, the reason why they brought is different, but it's the exact same animal. So Zeshneim Min Echad, it's the same animal. Kedamar Hosem Shemin Shemaybe Ala Hoida, maybe Ala Loi Hoida, the same animal used in a case where he knew that he did it. That's what he brings. If he didn't know, she said, "Ayo was ayo." So why should he bring it twice? So I have a better idea. Yavi Karen v'chaimish. Bring the Karen of the chaimish now. V'yavi ayo. Bring an ayo v'yomer. Im vadi ma'alti. If I wasn't moil, zumi losi b'zu ashami. So here's the money, and here's the now. You can't bring the korban, so you bring the money. So here's the money, and here's the korban. V'im sofik shloi osad sveiki lihivodili, and if it's a type of subject which I will never be able to clarify, so then fine. Asham said ye asham toli. Hechti say l'nadav. So if I ever find out that I did it, it'll be an asham vaday. If I never find out, it'll be an asham toli. And this money will be in the davar to base the mikdash. When he finds out later on, loy boila, so he asher machrina. Why he doesn't bring another asher? That's a tarifah sheet. Now, but you see one thing in a tarifah that it's possible to bring the asher vade and be yotze with it, even though he didn't know for sure he did the chait when he brings the asher. So you see, Rav Tarfon holds that the asher vade does not need to have yedia, or you can't bring a chatas without yedia. Person says, well, maybe I did a chait. Let's bring a chatas now. And when I'll find out, it'll work for me. It doesn't work. But by Asham, you see, Alma loy boy yediyah betchila by Asham vada. You don't need to have a person being aware when he brings the Asham that he knew that he did the chait. Kadam havos kaparasa. The whole loy yisiyadale kiasye umacharperle. He didn't know when he brought it. It still works according to Rav Tarfon. So the Morris assumes that Rav Akiva disagrees with that. So Rav Tarfon holds you do not need yediyah betchila. And Rav Akiva holds, you don't need the Bechila. So I mean, so this whole long Rashi is just able to get to that one point, that Rav Tarfon holds it's possible to bring a Korban Oshem Vadai, even though he's not aware that he did the Chait, and it'll work for him. And later on, when he finds out, he already got a Kapora with that Korban. So Rashi, what is Oshem Vadai? Now, Tosha disagrees with Rashi, that's okay with it. Oshem Vadei, call Hashemas Kriim Oshem Vadei. All Hashemas are called Oshem Vadei. Chutzmi Oshem Toli. It's just called Oshem Vadei to contrast it with the Oshem Toli. Shehu bo aloi hoida. Oshem Toli is brought in a situation where a person is not sure if he did it or not. But Oshem Vadei is the case where he knows that he did it. He definitely did an avera. What are the three? Vein shloisha, aboyim al chait. There's three Oshemas which are brought for chait. There's Oshem Nos and Oshem Mitzar which are not brought for chait. They're brought as part of the process of Naziris or of Mitzaro. But the series are brought for Chet, Asham Me'ilois, Asham we brought if he was Moyo, and Hektish, Asham Gzelus, if he stole through a Shua, and Asham Shifra Charufa. So it came along Ola Ulisa like this. According to the opinion which says that it's possible to bring the Korban without having Yediyah. So therefore, so we had a Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokesh before. That to bring the chatas, he has to have a yediyah. So that requires yediyah. So the chara now that also means so by chatas yediyah is significant. So Rav Yochanan says when he does chet A and chet B, and then he becomes aware of having done chet A, not of chet B. So that awareness is the mechayev korban. Therefore, when he becomes aware of the second one, it needs a separate korban. The Rish Lakish disagree. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, there was the idea that Yediyah compartmentalized it. Not that Yediyah between one chait and the second chait. That's everybody agrees to. But after he did both chatoyim, becoming aware of chet A, that's the moment, that's Mechayev a korban. That's because by Chatos, Yediyah is required to be Mechayev of the Korban. Whereas by Oshem, Yediyah is not required to be Mechayev of the Korban. So according to Reb Tarfon, it should come out that Yediyah should be less significant and play less of a role in the Chi of Korban. So maybe even a case where he did two Chatoyim, even though the Yediyah, he's only Chayev one Chatos, one Oshem. Because Yediyah can't separate the two, because Yediyah isn't the point which creates the Chiyuv. Whereas by Chatas, the Yediyah is the point which creates the Chiyuv. So Yediyah, Chiyuv, too late, you can't use it for both. Over here, Yediyah, no Yediyah, doesn't make a difference anyway. So Yediyah is not the pin, you know, which everything's going to hang on. So that's what the Ula comes along and says. According to Rav Tarfon, that Yediyah is not required to bring the Korban, so that will also mean that Yediyah will not separate between Korbanos. Therefore, Baal Behei Be'ilas B'Shivcha Harufa. Now, Shivcha Harufa is a funny din. Or it's a fascinating din, that it brings the Korban whether he did it B'Shoig or he did it B'Mezid. Asham Be'ilas only did it B'Shoig, Asham Be'ilas only did it B'Mezid, Al Chatos only did it B'Shoig. Shivcha Harufa could be if he did it. What's a Shivcha Harufa?
Yeah.
Okay. Shivcha Harufa is the Torah said of Machlokes in the Gemara. Okay, one more number is like this. A man, two men acquired a Shivcha Kananis in Shutvis, partnership. Shivcha Kananis is a semi. Shivcha Kananis has a semi dinner by an Eved Kananis. Shivcha Kananis have a semi dinner by Israel. They were not. They were once upon a time when they were goy. Somebody they sold themselves into avdus. So they were sold into avdus, and the Israel acquired them. So the halacha: the person acquires a non-Jewish slave. That they have allowed to keep that slave for 12 months in that status. And then the 12 months they have to either make them into a status of Eved Kanani, or they have to get rid of them. They have to free them. You can't keep them around in your house. Eved Kanani is chayv and mitzvahs like Yisrael. And there's a process of geirus. They go to the mikvah, the shame, avdus. So the woman goes to the mikvah, the shame, avdus. But Eved Kanani is only chayv and mitzvahs like a woman, not like a man. And they can't marry, and Eved Kanani cannot marry Yisraelis, or Yisrael can't marry a Shivcha Kananis. Okay, so now these two people have this Shivcha Kananis b'shutviz. One of them frees her. So she's a semi-Yisraelis. The process is when Eved Kanani gets freed, they become a full-fledged Yisrael. So she's a half a Yisraelis and half a Shivcha Kananis. So who can marry her? Right? An Eved can't marry her because she's a Yisraelis. Yisrael can't marry her because she's a Shivcha. The only person who can marry her is an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri, the loch is, a Yisrael sells himself into Avdus, he can marry a Shivcha Kananis. See, he's mutter in the Shivcha Kanani's part, he's mutter in the Israelis part. So this Eved Ivri marries this woman. But the marriage is not a full marriage, because there's no Dinas Kedushin in the Shivcha Kananis. So she's semi-married, because the Israelis part of her is married to Eved Ivri. The Shivcha Kanani's part of her is mutter, she's miyuchedes to Eved Ivri, but she's not married to him. In other words, in the case of if Eved Ivri a Yisrael sells himself into Avdus, he becomes an Eved Ivri, he's a mutter of the Shivcha Kananis, and you're Meyach of Shivcha Kananis for him. If somebody else takes her and is born her, there's no chiyuv, no punishment. She's not really married to him, it's only a Yichud. Okay? So.
Are they still slaves? Are they still. Did they give up their jobs?
Who's they?
Eved Ivri, and then got the Shivcha.
So Shivcha Kananis works for the master still owns her, she works for him, and the one doesn't own her. So if the original arrangement was, you know, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday was by Reuven, and Monday, Wednesday, Friday was by Shimon, so Monday, Reuven frees her, so Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays she works for herself, and Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays she works for the, she's half and half, so she works half the time.
So it doesn't matter that, okay, so she can marry the career slave.
For a while, it's not career, it's for 6 years.
6 years slave.
Right. So now, somebody is, but since she's part of Yisrael, so the marriage is part of marriage. She's also to somebody else. Somebody's bought on that woman. That's a shivcha charuf. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that they did have a mezel. Let's say she was mezana b'mezel. She gets malchus, and the man brings a korban osher. That's it. And the feminists hate this. Anyway, okay, I'm not going to get involved in the reasons behind it. Okay, good. But that's the halacha. So the halacha is that he brings the osham shivcha harufa, whether he did it with mezel or b'shargit. Okay. There are differences between mezel and shargit.
What is the term
harufa? Harufa means freed. She's semi-freed. Okay. Well, hey, Bielus v'shivcha harufa. So now, according to the Tarfon, that Yitia does not define the chiyuv or korban asham. A person was born on five bias in the shivcha harufa b'shargeg. V'noydaloi ben kol achas v'achas. Each one was b'shargeg, but in between he found out. And a chayv alachas, only chayv one korban. Now. We have to be, now. This is not lechara. This is not a Rechon's case. Rechon's case is that he did two chatoyim, and then afterwards he became aware of one and aware of the other. But nobody argues that if he did two chatoyim and he became aware in between the two, everybody agrees it's chayv. That's shehalomis. So over here he did bia one, became aware, did bia two. So how can only the chayv one? So it wasn't the Rechon and Rish Lakish. Right, so that's what Rashi is going to explain. Now, lahachi noket shivcha harufa mishum the maybe carbon echad olaveris harbe ketatama krisis hey mevi and carbon echad olaveris harbe. There are five people who bring one carbon for more than one chait, and one of them is a ball shivcha bius harbe. Shivcha harufa lahach is you bring more than you can bring one carbon and more than one chait, one bia. Now. Zok Rashi Chitanan Masnisim the Nifkar Bekarman Echad Hani Mili B'Mezit. The case over there, he brings one korban. If he did it intentionally, knowing that she's Osir, he had Bia 1, 2, 3, 4. He's chayav one korban. Shehu Minim Aviyam Al Mezit Kesherig. To see Bekaris Tiyah Umalkus Beshergig Leka. Bekaris Tiyah means the Tzchiyah Malkus, and that's clearly a case of Mezit. That which you're marbe b'mezid, it brings the korban. It's more than one chet gets one korban. Now, v'kolshket al bias shergig harbe behelam echad, and clearly, by echad is also doing the same chet more than once in one helam is only chayav one. Avol shergig v'nerdaloi bein bia lebia. Shoygeg, and then there was a yediyah, then another shoygeg, and then another yediyah, etc. So the man, the Omar, the man, the boy yediyah b'tchila ba'ashem v'aray, the one who holds that you can't bring the korban until you know. So they did one chait, became known. Now there's a chi of korban because yediyah creates the chi of korban. So now, and then he does the chait again. It's a new chi of korban. The same way by case of a shivcha harufa b'mezit, he does it four times. He brings one korban. If he brought the korban already, the fifth time doesn't work. Bringing the kapara separates. So if you hold, you need yediyah by the case of shargeg to be mechayev the korban. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's din. Yediyah is the same thing as bringing the korban already. And you told me by case of mezid, you bring the korban, and it divides. So the case of shogeg yediyah is like bringing the korban to Yochanan before, so it divides. Sorry, I'll call achas va'achas. I'll leave it to Yochanan. Normally, Yael, but Eichos Shnei Zechelah v'Helam Echad, but not only b'Shnei Yediyas, Shevichatas al Kol Achas va'achas. So Rabbi Yochanan's case was one size of chelah, second size of chelah, and then yediyah on. Number one divides it from number two. So I'm going to use the same din over here. The idea between the two divides them. It's a separate key of korban. The same way Rabbi Yochanan says over there. Each yediyah is like, there's okay, done. Korban's here, and now a new yediyah is at the second korban. So over here also, between each bia, there's a chiyuv of korban already. So hachanami chashim chiluk yediyah kilo hevi korban bein bia lebia. Okay, so that's if you hold yedi yediyah. Kav Zulin says Ashvin and Ula the laman the loyboy yediyah ba'ashim. If you hold that that person can bring the Asham without knowing whether they're Chayivin or not, so Yediyah is not significant. You can't say Yediyah defines the Chiyah of Korban. So he did a Biyah, and now he has a Yediyah. Now there's no din by Maiz that he can bring, knowingly he brings 1, 2, 3, and he's only Chayiv one Korban. So Shagig also is only one Korban. No, but there's Yediyah. So what? So according to Yochanan, the Yediyah divides into a Chiyah of Korban, and you hold you need Yediyah, so fine. But according to the one that holds you don't need Yediyah, so he did it once, so he came aware. So now what? There's no more Chiyah of Korban with Yediyah than without Yediyah. There's a second time, so you can bring one Korban for two. Why not? So Ba'ashem, Betchila, Einan Chashuva L'chalik Beintai, since you don't need Yediyah, Ve'einan Chayir L'achas, Dekim L'chashiva L'yediyah, L'mechalekis. Okay. The Ula Naka Lahacha Mishum the Rabdimi. Rabdimi is going to discuss a similar case. The Ari Allah, Avrachin Allah, we put the Rabbiachan Rish Lakish. We're going to discuss on Rabdimi for Rabbiachan Rish Lakish. Therefore, we brought Ula and Rabdimi here. That's why he's here. Okay. So that is Ula's din, and we'll hold it here.